It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news. You know it, we all know it, 7 days a week, and you can hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Into the middle of our working week. It is a Wednesday morning if you have just arisen. If you're having breakfast this morning, it is March the 13th for 2024. And remember, last week was International Women's Day, celebrated around the world. I hope you celebrated the real estate women working around the country in various roles, from sales agents. Of course, we've got female auctioneers these days, to real estate principals. And this year's International Women's Day celebrated women's struggles and triumphs globally with the theme of Inspire Inclusion, underscoring the drive for gender equality. And this morning, I thought with all of that, we should catch up with a woman in her own right. And that is Alexandra Akee, the principal from Blackshaw Real Estate in Queanbeyan in New South Wales. So there you go, Alexandra. There's an introduction for you this morning. Good morning.
Indeed it is, Craig. Good morning.
Nice to have you on with us. And you were celebrating, of course, Women's Day last week. And you've got a bit of a story to tell in your own right, because you started off back in the day as a personal assistant, and you've worked yourself all the way into being a principal in 2024.
Yeah, it just kind of naturally evolved with no real plan, to be totally honest.
Sometimes that happens, eh? When you don't have a plan, it sort of falls into place. Is that what happened with you?
Pretty much. It just, started off just getting a job, which happened to be as a PA to a principal of an agency. And yeah, as time went on, the role evolved and I thought, I don't mind this industry. And here we are 26 years later. I still don't mind it most of the time.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of women that are in this role as a personal assistant. That kind of happens with a lot of these cases, with women just elevating through the ranks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it's just been a matter of working pretty hard and, you know, doing the most in the room. And it's actually not too difficult to keep clients happy if you're doing all the right things. So the business just naturally grew and grew and grew.
What do you think are some of the challenges that women face working in the real estate industry in 2024 these days?
Oh, look, I think it's a lot less challenging than it used to be in the late 90s, where it was just expected that a real estate agent was a he, and so potentially you were overlooked. Obviously, we deal with a lot of diverse cultures, and sometimes culturally there might not be the same level of trust and respect. But other than that, for the most part, I think women are really killing it in this industry, and it's becoming more and more the standard, the norm, particularly in property management. I'd say most of the employees would be females. So that's probably in the reverse. But in the sales sector, yeah, it's definitely becoming more and more appealing and attractive and accepted.
Now, without putting too much of a finer point on this, the industry, the real estate industry, for decades and decades, it had this sort of stigma attached to it. Some people would say, you know, you're like a second-hand car dealer. And no offense to the car dealer friends that are listening to the Real Estate Podcast, but you know what I'm talking about. But is it fair to say, with women coming into the industry, that has sort of shaken a little bit of that sort of attitude towards the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, that coupled with the fact that we are so heavily regulated now, those tactics that might have once been employed probably are less likely to be so now. So over time, that's sort of starting to be recognised. But I agree with you that maybe there's just a little bit more trust off the bat with women. I've certainly had comps in my office where we've done cold calling competitions, and the most connects definitely the girls get hung up on less.
Yeah, and I remember speaking to Judy in Brisbane towards the end of last year around the whole number of women working in the Brisbane real estate sector, which I was quite surprised by, and I will play that in just a moment. But from when you started in real estate and the sorts of numbers of women working in the industry to now, what have you seen in that time?
I couldn't tell you exact numbers, but it's increased tenfold. I mean, it was just unheard of to see a female agent in the late 90s, really. Yeah, now it's very commonplace. There's plenty of ladies absolutely nailing it, and it just is.
And also, what about women interacting with other women? Do you find that there's, statistically speaking, a number where women do prefer to interact with other female real estate agents?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just even in the last few months since we've returned from the Christmas break, we've had a couple of vendors who are single females that have either, you know, been through a divorce or they're looking to purchase their first property or sell for whatever reason, that have specifically wanted to deal with a female.
Okay, so we'll come back in just a moment. We'll talk more about all of this with Alexandra. She's there in Queanbeyan in New South Wales, and we'll do more of the real estate after this.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
Judy, you are Brisbane born and bred. 17 years, you were telling me, you've been in real estate. And I found this comment pretty interesting. You said that there's not enough women working in real estate.
That's absolutely true. When I looked at the figures and I spoke to head office about this when I came had a look at the percentage of women in as saleswomen in Ray White for Queensland, it's only 27%.
Wow.
It's not a very strong figure. There's two aspects that I like to talk about, and that is, number one, helping women who want a real estate career. It's a wonderful career. If you are interested in people, not necessarily houses, you've got to be interested in people, and you've got to want to work extremely hard. It is an extremely rewarding, dare I call it, profession.
Now, why do you think that there is only 27% in the Queensland Ray White organisation that are women?
Well, that's the figure, and I'm sure that that's representative right across the board. It's a bit of a men's game, and I think that women bring a certain, you know, style and elegance and understanding to the table. And also, there's another interesting figure. I know that 68% of the decisions are made by women about buying the house. So you've really got to watch who you're talking to when you're actually talking to a couple and working out who really is the decision maker.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
And we are back with Alexandra. And Alexandra, apart from what we were talking about just prior to the break, how does the industry, do you think, attract more women to become involved in the industry? I suppose that is like the $6 million question, isn't it, this morning?
I mean, one of the great things about real estate is that once you get to a point of being commission only, it really is running your own business within a business if you're not actually running your own business. So it can be quite good for flexibility with raising kids and attending, you know, kids sporting or assemblies and those sorts of things. That can be appealing. Yes, it's long hours and hard work if you want to be super successful, but you can kind of build your own workday to suit your schedule, which can obviously be appealing, and the pay that comes with that. If you need a month off, then you have a month off. If you want to really put your head down for the next, you know, 6 weeks and really smash it to meet some financial goals, you know, that's an option too. So really, you can get as much out as you put in.
Now, I've got a real curly question here for you, Alexandra. this is a curveball. So here it comes. Now, you are a principal there. What's the split ratio between the boys and the girls that are working for you?
I've only got, out of 11 staff, I've got 3 boys.
Okay, all right.
And we love them.
So there you go. So there's a little bit of a weight towards women. And do you find, like, that's a really interesting point about real estate. It is a business within a business. You are really solely responsible for generating your own income. Nobody else is going to actually help you do that. Yes, you've got the guidance, the training, the support from somebody like yourself, but ultimately women have got to take their step up into generating the money.
100%. Yeah. Plenty of brand support, plenty of tools to allow you to do what you need to do. But yeah, the drive comes from within. So yes, you're right.
And do you find that women have this sort of hunger that the boys have for money?
Gee, that's a good question. Typically, maybe not as competitive. There's probably more of a focus on the client satisfaction and doing a really great job and reputation versus transactional. And I don't want to stereotype because not all guys are that way, but I would say it's less cutthroat between the ladies and maybe more of a collaborative and supportive approach.
Now, I think that that is code for women might be more caring.
Anything we can do, anything they can do, we can do better, right? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, absolutely. So with that in mind, how important is it to have working real estate women held up as role models, those working in leadership roles like yourself? And why is that important, do you think?
Well, it's so important to encourage women to continue to be attracted to this fantastic industry. The landscape has changed a lot in my 26 years, and it's a difficult industry to attract really great people because, you know, particularly in Canberra where we have public service competing heavily with private sector, it can be an easier role, not always, to our public servants that are listening, but it can be easier. And real estate, you really have to work pretty hard to continue to thrive. So I think that women supporting women to continue to do great things in this space is imperative.
Well, it's great being talking to you this morning, Alexandra. It certainly sounds like you have come through the ranks. You're sort of knocking it out of the park by all accounts. And you care about your team. And thank you so much for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning, sort of breaking all of that down for us.
Thank you for having me.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Loyal customer base often can have a bigger swing towards all of that if it's kept smaller rather than bigger. It sounds like that is what you guys are doing where you are.
Yeah, well and truly, we are a family business. We're all about the people and other families and helping them get into their next home or get into their first home or sell their existing, whatever it is that we can do to help. And the multi-generational side of it, I see a lot of it today where I'll be walking around on a Saturday at an open home and someone will come in and say, "Oh, are you Richard's son?" Yes, that's me. And they said, "Oh, how is Dad?" And I said, "Yeah, he's really good." And they said, "Oh, we bought our house off him in, you know, 1987. So we get a lot of that. And then it might be them coming out to have a look at the property to buy it for their children, because we have a very ingrained culture of around here where a lot of people like to sort of stay in the area once they've been born here. Mum and Dad are still here.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.